This is the North Shore High School Football Preview Show. Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell. Tim Kearns will join me in just a moment, and we'll hear from our game coaches of our live broadcast coming up this weekend in just a few moments. We'll run down the schedule for you, and we'll tell you what's happening on this football post page as well here on msonewsports.com. Well, we are starting a new 2015 football season here with a brand new website, a revised website from morestuffonline.com. Our football schedule, our broadcast games, Lynn Classical at Gloucester tonight, Beverly at Wakefield tonight, and then on Saturday, it's Lynn English at Swampscott with a noon kickoff. In just a moment, I'll run down all the games of the weekend, and then we'll also just zero in our three broadcast games. But if you look down below on this post page, you'll see all of the interviews from the past couple of weeks with North Shore High School football coaches and the previews of their teams and their games coming up either tonight or tomorrow here on the North Shore. First, the schedule. Lynn Classical at Gloucester, Beverly at Wakefield tonight, Peabody at Wellesley, Salem at Archbishop Williams, Marblehead at Walpole, Masconomet at Melrose, Bellingham at St. Mary's, St. John's Prep traveling to Mansfield, Medford at Revere, North Reading at Ipswich, Austin Prep at Saugus, Georgetown at Essex Tech, Newburyport at Linfield, Lynn Tech playing at Chelsea tonight. Tomorrow, Lynn English at Swampscott, Danvers at Winthrop, Bishop Fenwick at Hamilton Wenham, Manchester Essex at Northeast. Let's head to Gloucester for our first stop, where Gloucester and head coach Tony Zarilli are playing host to Lynn Classical tonight.
Yeah, and you know, we scheduled the season this way, where we have Classical and Beverly the first two games of the year, because I know those two teams are always going to give us a test. We're going to find out what kind of team we have after week two. And Classical is that first test. They're big schools. They're good football schools. They're tough kids. And I'm excited, you know, because, you know, we went through last year and we learned a lot about ourselves. And we went through the offseason, we worked hard. And now it's time to, you know, really figure out what kind of team we do have.
Gloucester High head football coach Tony Zarilli looking for good things in Northeastern Conference play this year.
Yeah, well, and even last year, going into that game last year against Classical, you know, we had a lot of young kids that were starting for the first time. This group of kids is a little bit different. They played all of last year. A lot of juniors played that are now seniors. So they know what it means to be in a varsity football game. They know what it means to be in a fight against Classical. They know what it means to be, you know, every Friday night's going to be a battle. So they've been through it. They understand what the speed is. They understand what it takes. And I think they're prepared for it.
For Lynn Classical coach Tim Phelps, he knows playing in Gloucester is not an easy place to play.
Well, you got a great crowd up there. They're very enthusiastic. They love Gloucester Fishermen football, and then you got the team to worry about. They're well disciplined, well coached. So it'll be a tough place to play.
As for Classical football in 2015, Coach Phelps.
Well, I'm hoping we're in a little more rhythm offensively. I think our defense is always ahead of our offense, at least in my experience. So our defense is, getting a little healthier, which is nice. We're not as maybe bumped and bruised as we were maybe a couple days ago. But, I hope that the offense is a little more fluid. Special teams, obviously, are still a work in progress. You don't get to see those too live until – a couple reps here and there, but you'll see the true live part of it during the game. So we'll see.
Lynn Classical head football coach Tim Phelps. Live video of that Gloucester Lynn Classical game tonight, starting at 7 here on msonewsports.com. In our other live radio game, we have Beverly playing at Wakefield. Beverly coach Dan Bauer.
They're always big and physical in the Middlesex. They're tough kids. They're blue-collar kids that really get off the ball and they get after it. And that's why we've scrimmaged either Wakefield and Melrose every year or played one or the other because they bring out the best in our competition. And plus, it's a good gauge for us. And it just worked out where Wakefield was able to work out with the restructuring of the schedule for an opener. You know, and they're definitely a big physical team, and they have some talent. They have kids coming back, so it's going to be a real big matchup for us. But, you know, I think it's good at this time. We want that. We want to be able to see where we stand up and also allow players to play so when they get in the game experience in the league, they've played good competition.
Wakefield High School is gearing up under a new coach in Steve Cummings.
Playbook has really expanded a lot over the past couple weeks, a lot more than we thought it would. We thought it would take a little bit longer to install a lot of the things that we were looking at, and our kids have picked it up really fast. They've been able to, you know, execute on the field. So the depth that we have in our running game right now, I'm really happy with. We've been able to put in a lot over the past couple weeks, so we're a little further ahead install-wise. than I thought we were going to be. So I'm really happy with that part of it.
Wakefield High School coach Steve Cummings.
Yeah, our offensive line's been working out well. We go about 8 or 9 deep on the offensive line. We have some guys that can play multiple positions. So, you know, we're not the biggest offensive line that teams are going to see, but we have guys that get off the ball, that get the hand in the ground. You know, we pull, fly around, body on body. We utilize a lot of double teams. And, you know, our guys play smart. They're physical off the ball. We don't make a lot of mistakes, which helps us. You know, we're just happy grinding out 3-4 yards a carry, and then hopefully sometime we just break one.
And joining me for analysis, our own Tim Kearns will be beside me right at Wakefield tonight for the football game between Beverly High and Wakefield.
All right, Tim, well, just some thoughts on Beverly trying to rebound from a losing year a year ago.
Well, you know, Bill, 5-6 record, definitely disappointing for the Panthers last year, losing to Masconaben in the Northeast semifinals. Certainly, you know, a team with Beverly pride surely is looking to get back onto the winning track, just, again, missing the winning season, going further into the playoffs. They return a bunch of talented veterans, especially among the senior class. You look at their top three running backs, Madden, Miller, and Malumbo. I mean, you're looking essentially over 2,000 yards between the three of them. Between Madden and Miller, you had well over 900 yards apiece. So you know this productivity. Roger Day's wing T offense, when it's working, produces big chunks of yardage because it's basically the old Johnny Moe's, you know, who's got the ball. Because you can't tell if it's run effectively, you don't know who's got the ball. You're chasing shadows, you're chasing blockers, you're chasing the deceptive back. So Beverly's offense can really put up some serious points. If, again, the line is crisp, the blocking is crisp, the run has hit the holes effectively at the first sign of the gap, you shoot in there. And it makes it tough for the secondary to react. The defense, I think, as Dan has stated, is where he's got to make hay. They've got to stop giving up points. They've got to stop long drives. They've got to stop big plays from happening. And you know that is going to be the focus going into this year. They know they have an explosive offense. They know they can score points. They can eat up time on the ground in the game, again, as the wing T is known to do. It's just once they get on the defensive side of the ball, it's making those stops, making big plays, getting the turnover, shortening the field. And if that happens, you know, Beverly's going to be right in the thick of the race. And again, it's a tough league this year. We look at their opening opponent, Wakefield, a good team from the Middlesex League. Then they go to Gloucester. Gloucester's always a war because you know you're running into the wing T. You look at yourself in a mirror when you play Gloucester when you're a wing T team. All right, and then they start their league play. Peabody, Lynn English, Marblehead, Danvers, Lynn Classical, big physical teams that they're going to have to play big against in order to come out of there with W's. Can they do it? Certainly can. They have the heritage. They have the horses. They got the pride. Okay, they got the coaching staff that can put them in positions to make plays and to win games. So it's going to boil down to the execution of the plays in the long run.
Well, I know this Wakefield team. I know Coach Bauer and Coach Cummings, the new first-year coach at Wakefield, are no strangers to one another. But it'll be interesting. I think Beverly really will want to just see how they perform. I mean, against a team, everyone's a little bit unknown, obviously, before you hit the field for game number one. But, I mean, I think they'll want to just have the offense click, you know, make hits on defense and just do – you know, the little things and not make mistakes.
We have the first two games where they're non-conference games. They're not going to impact the standings in terms of making the playoffs. It gives you a chance also to test out some new players in critical positions and at critical points in the game. How do they react? Can they make the plays? Can they take the hits? Middlesex teams tend to be big physical teams. So now you're going to get a flavor of what your regular season against your Northeast opponents is going to be like, your Classical, your English, generally bigger teams. Gloucester's not real big, and it's not an opponent you have to worry about record-wise, but still, again, Peabody, historically, good physical team. So the Wakefield game is critical for Coach to really get a feel for how his team is going to react against the bigger teams coming on.
Again, our two live broadcasts tonight, Beverly Wakefield, a radio game here on MSONewsSports.com, and then the video game with live radio as well. Lynn Classical playing at Gloucester tonight, again, a 7 o'clock game. Our Saturday football broadcast has Lynn English playing at Swampscott. This game features two first-year head coaches, Chris Carroll of the traveling Lynn English Bulldogs.
We had a scrimmage against Wakefield where we were able to watch some film on ourselves and see things that we were doing right, things we were doing wrong, and more importantly, get to go against another team and get in a live game situation. So since then, able to correct some of those issues and go through some more things in preparation of Swampscott.
As for his Bulldog team?
Yeah, Daquan Shepard, one of our senior captains, he's running back and strong safety. Had a good scrimmage, and he's looking to be a focal point of our offense and someone that makes plays for us. Also, Jeremy Garcia, I mentioned him last week, senior captain, offense and defensive line, looking for him to man both lines.
Lynn English's Chris Carroll. For Swampscott High, they're led by first-year coach Bob Serino, a longtime assistant with the team.
Well, we actually seen what we can do and what we can't do. So some things we added to our play scripts, some things we took out of our play a book. So do we have the whole playbook in? No, it's very early, but what we do have in, they're executing very good.
Swampscott High football coach Bob Serino.
Well, we're expecting Lynn English every year, year in and year out. It's a war. I mean, I think of this game as basically a second little rival with, other than, Marblehead, obviously, and Thanksgiving Day game, but I grew up playing against East Lynn English, and Chris Carroll's a good friend of mine and Coach Carroll, and both of us got together, and we're actually playing for something more this year. We're playing, we had Crown Trophy make us up a cup, and this year and the years to follow, we got together and we're playing for the Blydell Cup. So we're actually naming this game after Jeff Blydell,
who just passed away in the past week.
Correct. We got together when it happened. We were trying to think of something, and we both came up with an idea, and we called Brian Murphy, and Brian Murphy actually threw us a couple sketches and created a really nice cup with the, it's right on front of it, the Blydell Cup. Both his kids played for, sons played for Swampscott Big Blue. His father coached for English, and Jeff was actually a great, great mentor and great coach all around this conference. I mean, the kids love him, and it's basically the least that we can do for him of what he put in, in all his time with all the kids.
Again, that's Swampscott High football coach Bob Serino. Scott Cooper will be joining me for that broadcast tomorrow, noon kickoff, live video of the Lynn English Swampscott game right here on msonewsports.com. And finally today, just a reminder that you can scroll down this post on the webpage and see if there are any other interviews that you're interested in listening to from any of the various other coaches that we've talked to in the last couple of weeks. I think there's about 16 interviews posted on this football preview post. Well, have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you throughout the weekend here on morestuffonline.com. With Rick Moore, Tim Kearns, I'm Bill Newell.